Students from 22 schools in Newfoundland and Labrador have been caught up in the latest COVID outbreak, as you know, the B117 variant first detected at Mount Pearl Senior High. But what schools? It's a good question. CBC reporter Peter Cowan has been trying to get the answer to that for a while. He's here now with more. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Ted.
Now, it seems on its face like a fairly simple question. But what hoops have you had to leap through to even try to get an answer?
I thought it was a simple question when I first put this request in more than a week and a half ago to say, like, just give us the list. Which schools and how many students and how many teachers have we seen testing positive? And eventually the results that I got back yesterday are somewhat inconclusive. We do know a little bit more about the Mount Pearl Senior High situation. So 145 students and staff all at that one high school have tested positive. We don't know the breakdown, how many of those are students, how many of those are staff. We have heard through teachers and through the teachers' union, it's about a dozen staff members have tested positive, which is significant because that tells you it wasn't just circulating at the sort of after-school parties or outside. The fact that so many teachers tested positive is significant here. But what about the other schools? Because we now know from Eastern Health there were 22 schools all in the St. John's metro area. But which ones are they? They have refused to tell us. The only breakdown they'll give us is there are 5 high schools, 4 junior high schools, and 13 elementary schools. But beyond that, we just don't know.
I know earlier today at the provincial pandemic briefing, you brought up this issue. What happened?
And we didn't really get much more detail there.
For a week and a half, we've been trying to get a list of which schools have had staff or students that have tested positive. Eastern Health has told me there are 22 schools, but is refusing to name them. Other provinces post this information routinely online. So, Minister Hagee or the Premier, whoever wants to, why shouldn't parents know which schools have had positive cases?
Certainly, I know of the list, Peter. It was prepared by Public Health and Eastern Health. My understanding, it is with the school district who wish to do some consultations with internal stakeholders before any further steps are taken.
My question coming out of what Mr. Hagee said was, why is this information for the school district to release? It's primarily health information, isn't it? Not educational.
And I have no idea why they are holding back this information, waiting for the school board to do some sort of consultations, because in other provinces, this information is routinely put out there. You can go in Ontario and you can go online and they've got a list of every single school where there have been cases reporting. You know how many students, how many staff. So if you're a parent, you can go check that information yourself. How concerned am I? How many cases are there at my kid's school? And right now, parents just don't have that information. There is no way for them to be able to go and check to see whether or not there have been cases at their school. And that to me is something that has definitely been missing from the information that's being provided by the province.
So what can parents do? We just simply have to wait till the school district decides to release that or not?
I will be continuing to ask for this information, but sadly, I have no powers of subpoena to manage to compel information. So at this point, until either the health officials or the school board decide to release it, we're just not going to know.
All right, Peter, thanks for this.
Anytime, Ted.
That is the CBC's Peter Cowan. Now, I called him a reporter, but I should say he's hosting Here and Now these days, and he'll be there on TV in less than an hour. Now, no surprise, the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association would like to know more on this front and on what plans health authorities and the school district have as far as bringing students back to class or whether they're going to continue teaching them from home. Here's some of what the NLTA President Dean Ingram had to say to the CBC earlier today.
From the outset, the safety of everyone in our school communities and doing everything that can be done to stop the spread of COVID-19 and prevent another outbreak has to be the main priority right now. We are anxious to know the details on plans for moving forward to manage the COVID-19 variant outbreak and subsequently prevent any further spread in schools beyond this circuit break. That being said, we do believe that there's an opportunity to learn from the experience and reconsider what effective public health precautions for our schools should look like. But this does require full disclosure of how all schools have been affected, including what's known about the role of interactions at school, but also various school-sponsored activities as sources of transmission. Now, anecdotally and not confirmed, we do know again, anecdotally, of approximately a dozen teachers that have been confirmed in one of our schools, Mount Pearl Senior High, but we haven't heard official confirmation from that. Teachers are very anxious. We know there's a tremendous amount of anxiety in the system. I know there are high levels of concern and anxiety in the teaching community at large. The question they're asking, what will they face when this circuit break is over? What lessons will be learned from this outbreak? Are we going to see, very importantly, stronger public health precautions in our schools moving forward? I want to stress that we're not seeking information just for the sake of information and getting it. Respect for privacy has to be sacrosanct. That being said, though, we do know that the residents of this province were informed last spring of how many cases were connected to the Collins cluster. And I don't see how the extent of the current outbreak is any less important. But what concerns me the most right now, and what's concerned the association since last July, is that our teachers, our students, their families are subject to significantly lesser public health protocols and precautions than we find in schools, than what we find every other public place in this province. Precaution protocols that I think are being common to add were determined prior to the confirmed spread of COVID-B117 variant. The fact of the matter is our schools are where the home, the workplace, the community at large comes together. We need to strengthen protection for students and staff and by extension their families, and that has been the focus moving forward. And we would hope that government and public health officials are seriously considering a plan to enhance the current safety measures in schools to prevent transmission, which must include reinforcing the importance of physical distancing and stronger mask requirements. Our position on masking has been very clear. In fact, I would add that the Center for Disease Control has actually stated the importance of both in stemming in-school transmission. And at the very minimum, that has to be the least required if we're to ensure and hedge our bets to prevent another school-related outbreak.
It's NLTA President Dean Ingram. You can hear more from him tonight on Here and Now. My question to you right now is, what do you make of the fact that we can't find out this information? An on-the-go listener who describes himself as an educator and former school trustee doesn't think it's information the public needs to know. He said no one is disadvantaged by not having this information. What do you think? Call TalkBack. Let me know. 1-800-465-6846 is the toll-free number to dial. Our email address is on-the-go at cbc.ca.